2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 4:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
after a huge mudslide in Nepal, and it paid off last night, I'm KSL News Radio's Dan Bonas.
Second, Utah is reporting more than 2,200 new cases of COVID today, 15 additional deaths since Friday. State hospitals say their ICUs are feeling the pinch. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
A lighter than normal commute on your valley freeways, especially I-15 between Ogden and Provo, both directions. We still have the cleanup of a crash way out in Tooele County, westbound I-80, a mile east of Lakeside. It's blocking a right lane of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A stormy start to the day, but some sunshine popping out this afternoon and drier conditions are coming. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 73 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Will there be more restrictions due to a surge in COVID-19 infections? White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says possibly, but adds it won't be a repeat of last year.
We're not going back to the shutdowns of March of 2020. We're not going back to the economy shutting down. We've made too much progress. Too many people are vaccinated. There's been too much progress on the economic front.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards taking steps to stop the spread.
I am temporarily reinstating the Louisiana statewide mask mandate for all people, both vaccinated and unvaccinated, when they are indoors and in public.
The state is dealing with a fourth surge in cases. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tested positive despite being fully vaccinated. President Biden says he can't extend a moratorium on evictions put in place during the pandemic, but one of his top advisors says plenty of others can.
The president's American Rescue Plan advisor Gene Sperling says there are billions available to help people stay in their homes, and the president's asking
why state and local governments are not getting funds out.
The Supreme Court said the CDC and president don't have the power to extend the eviction ban without congressional approval. And the House has already left for a month-long recess. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Debate is underway in the Senate on a nearly $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is promising a package of amendments for the full Senate's consideration as soon as possible. Busy summer travel, pockets of bad weather, mechanical issues, and crew shortages all coming together to force Spirit Airlines to cancel about a third of its flights today.
I will never, ever book with this airline again. Ever.
It's left a lot of travelers, like that woman in Philadelphia, in the lurch. Stocks closed mixed today as investors weighed new worries about the coronavirus with a strong batch of corporate earnings. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL In-Depth.
Severe Utah weather.
Cleanup is underway today all over the state after the flash flooding last night, and the rain is expected to return this afternoon into this evening. KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman says that we saw more rain last night than in a typical summer all summer long.
So this is pretty amazing. These are just storm totals here. Upper Avenues, for one. Olympus Cove was another place. The Bountiful Bench. In particular, the Upper Avenues. Over 2 inches of water. It was about 2.8, close to 3 inches of water, Amanda, which is an amazing amount of rain for us out of a particular storm. This is why this is an amazing amount of what this puts it in perspective. So figure our average amount of rain, and I'm talking at the airport here, for June, July, and August. If you tally it up, it's close to 2 inches of water. That's the average for the whole summer, basically. So to get over 2 inches and almost 3 inches of water out of one storm, that's more than a summer's worth of rain in one storm.
Okay, so what does that mean for the drought?
So the big picture is nothing. I'll just still say that if we want to get rid of the drought, we've got to look to the snow year, right? We got to look to the winter season, and we would really need to get a good snowpack. 100% would be great, but even bigger than that would certainly get us in much better shape for next summer. But we know that's when we get, you know, that's how we get our water, right? It comes from the snow. So any rain that we get in the summer is great It's not going to help us with the drought. That said, here's how we can help. Hopefully by now, Amanda, everybody who's had at least that much rain should be shutting down their sprinklers, right? You could potentially have them off for at least a week if you had an inch of water. So think of all the water we'd all be saving if we shut our sprinklers down for a week. So that's how we can save water right now.
There's Grant Wayman talking with Amanda Dixon on Utah's Morning News. We could easily see more flooding, but we'll get to that in a moment. Kevin Eubank is standing by. First, traffic is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
We actually still have a pretty good drive in progress. Southbound I-15, downtown to Draper and Bluffdale. No accidents, no delays. That's kind of the same story for the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, but we still have the closure of the ramp from northbound I-215's west belt to go to westbound I-80. You'll need to use an alternate to get to westbound I-80. Len?
5600 West looking busy in Glendale, I-80 to the 201 freeway. Bangor Highway a little bit tight between the 201 and 3500 south. And looking at over the point of the mountain on I-15, looking pretty good right now. No real delays as you make your way down to Linden or Sunset Heights and into Springville. But we do have a crash way out there, and that is both directions, affecting both directions, US 6 at 2200 East in Wellington and Carbon County. Steve?
Nice ride right now. No wrecks or slowdowns on northbound 15 leaving downtown Salt Lake City. But Davis County starting to fill in just a bit there at Hillfield Road up to Hill Air Force Base. Meantime, a good drive on the West Belt, northbound 215 as well, Legacy and Highway 89. Loans by Rick. Purchase, refinance, or cash out. Mortgages close in 12 to 22 days. Loansbyrick.com. Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179. Equal housing lender. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, we're keeping our eyes on KSL Vortex, watching the radar. Kevin Eubank is here with the 7-day forecast.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, crazy storms over the weekend, and even today we had valley rain this morning along the Wasatch Front. Now, the storminess is starting to wind down. The entire storm system will kind of push off to the east as high pressure builds in over the next 7 days. That means tonight, partly cloudy, 68, partly cloudy and 90 on Tuesday. A chance of a few pop-up storms, Wasatch Mountains east, but the valleys should dry out. We're back to sunshine and mid to upper 90s as we head through the rest of the week. Sunny skies and low 90s through the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Well, I don't see any thunderstorm activity right now. We're at 73 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 421.
Amanda and I were both so excited to find out that UCCU Summer Auto Loan Sale is back.
Right now, you can lock in an auto rate as low as 2.59% fixed APR and have all summer to use it.
Buying a car is a big decision, and you don't want to be rushed. You want time to figure out what kind of vehicle you want, and you want to take advantage of this fantastic deal right now, 2.59% fixed APR.
You lock it in, and you have all the way till September to use it, and there's no obligation to even use it. You can just have it and then use it if you want to.
And you don't have to be a member of UCCU to take advantage of that deal. Plus, once you lock in your rate, your immediate family members can also use your low base rate as well.
And plus, remember, we're celebrating the opening of UCCU's new brand. Branches and Draper and Harriman, UCCU is giving away a 2021 Honda Pioneer UTV.
Just stop in to either the Draper or the Harriman branch to register to win.
And UCCU is offering loan deals with big savings on home equity loans, mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards.
UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
KSL News Time 422. We have breaking news at KSL News Radio. The Utah Department of Health has just released its guidance for schools. As we head into the school year, KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz is joining us live. Lindsay, you've had a first glimpse at the release from the Utah Department of Health. So what are they recommending?
Yeah, Jeff, well, this is a lot of the same stuff on a different day, to be honest with you. But it is a lot of precautions, right, that schools should be taking. And this is what the state health department is recommending. So local health departments, they're recommending that local health departments and schools use a layered prevention approach. And that just means to them vaccination and mask wearing, among other strategies. Now, again, they can't require, school districts cannot require masks in schools because the state legislature has a law in place that says that schools cannot mandate mask wearing. But the state health department is encouraging mask wearing when indoors. That's one of their layered approaches. They're also encouraging everyone 12 years and older to get vaccinated. Isolating at home if you test positive for COVID-19, quarantining and other protective measures. Important to note, with the quarantining and protective measures, this is going to be different on a local school district level. The local school districts and local health departments do have their own sort of jurisdiction, if you will, to be able to decide what works in each local school district. So you'll have to check with your local school district on what some of their specific guidelines will be. Then the state health department also says testing for COVID-19, staying home when you're sick, physical distancing and cohorting, improving or increased indoor ventilation, hygiene practices, and cleaning and disinfection.
Well, first of all, they went through extensive discussions over the course of the summer to come up with stay home when you're sick. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's kind of the message they're sending here. Isolate at home if you test positive for COVID-19, and then quarantine. You know, all of us in this COVID era, Jeff, you've done this. I've done this at work where you're like, I think this is a cold, but I'm going to get tested and stay home just to be safe and to keep others safe. So that's kind of what they're recommending as well. They do say that vaccination is the best way to keep our children safe and healthy. They also say they strongly encourage parents to consider having their children wear masks in school, because Utah is experiencing a high transmission level of COVID-19. So while they, again, can't mandate it, the state health department, among their recommendations today, are strongly encouraging parents to have their kids wear masks.
And their hands are tied. That's the most they can do.
Absolutely. Yep.
Lindsay Ertz joining us live on the just released Utah Department of Health guidelines and suggestions for school districts. KSL News Time 425.
Are you giving your ankles a bath while showering? Is the drain not keeping up with the shower head? A quick call to Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST for our $55 drain cleaning special will stop that. Any drain unplugged for just $55. Drains are supposed to be self-scouring. Water should go down the drain fast enough to wash the pipe clean as it goes. Low spots, breaks, or separations in the pipe prevent drains from self-scouring. Our high-definition color underwater cameras locate these problems in all their vivid detail, and our high-tech line locating equipment pinpoints the exact location and depth. Our pipe bursting and pipe lining equipment make trenchless repairs easy and affordable. I guess that makes us sewer scientists. Call Whipple Service Champions for our $55 drain cleaning special at 801-444-FAST.
They come plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
We're watching Utah's money on Wall Street. The Dow is down 97 points today. We closed at 34,838. The S&P was down 8 points. A bit of mixed market. The NASDAQ was up 8.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.